Welcome to the In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AIMN FM, KCII. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Dale Torpy about March as National Kidney Month.
National Kidney Month, what does that mean to you?
Well, I had kidney disease and kidney failure, so it's really important to me that people be informed about what National Kidney Month is all about. And I can just give you some statistics here. There's 37 million Americans who have chronic kidney disease, and there's 660,000 of those who are living with kidney failure, which means they probably have dialysis of some sort. There's 100,000 waiting for a transplant. And we have about 17 people every day die because there's no transplant for them.
And would you mind talking us through your personal journey?
Yeah, well, my kidney disease really started probably 20 years ago, and then about 10 years ago it got worse. And then about 5 years ago it got to the point where I was sick every day. And it affected me, it affected my family. There's a lot of things I just didn't have the energy to do. So it was important that somewhere along the way I knew I was either going to be on dialysis or if I was lucky enough, I could get a transplant. And we went through Mayo Clinic in Rochester. For the last 2 years, I did a lot of testing to make sure that I could have a transplant. And then once I found out that I could, I had to find a live donor, which is pretty daunting when you think about you have to ask people, could you give me a kidney? It was really just overwhelming. And thank God I have a spouse who really was an advocate for me. And luckily enough, my brother, who was 75 years old, I'm 78, and they really don't do transplants in people that old. But we were both in good enough physical condition that they said they would go ahead and do it. So he went through all the testing and everything. And in the end, it ended up we were a perfect match. For me, it was just a God thing. I mean, there was times over and over again where we could have been stopped. And then something happened and we couldn't explain it. But we knew that God had a hand in all this.
Since your transplant, have you noticed a dramatic change in your life? You know, I'm just curious how you feel since undergoing the transplant.
I mean, it was on July 5th that we had the transplant. And after the transplant, I felt pretty good. But the next morning I got up, I was not sick. I had no itching. Itching is a huge problem with kidney failure. I had more energy. I mean, it was an absolute miracle for me. And ever since that day, I've not been sick one day in the last 9 months.
But what is that like going through your head when you realize, oh my God, this worked? That's got to be an unbelievable feeling.
It is. I mean, really, after I realized what had happened and how good I felt, I couldn't get over how different it was. I mean, I hadn't felt this good for 5 to 10 years.
Credit to your brother as well for being the one to step up in your time of need. And we think about the people who are either going through similar situations or maybe just people who know someone who's in a similar boat. Is there any information that you think might be worth sharing with anyone listening right now?
Well, the big thing is that a person can live with one kidney and have a very successful and full life. Now, my brother, he's in great physical condition, and he lives in Florida, but he has gotten along just great. We were both out of the hospital after 2 days, and we both started walking. And the other day when I was talking to him, he said, I walked 9 miles today. So he has had no adverse effect whatsoever. And people need to know that if you're a donor, sure, it's major surgery on both sides, but you can live successfully with one kidney.
Well, Dale, I appreciate you sharing your story. And as we start to wrap up, do you have any advice for maybe someone who's on the fence about organ donation or someone who is currently dealing with kidney disease?
If you're thinking about donating a kidney, believe me, you go through a lot of testing, so they're not going to do something and take a kidney that's going to compromise your life or your health. My brother went through about 3 weeks of complete testing, everything from brain scans to heart to liver, and so they're not going to just compromise somebody. And then on my side, as far as receiving it, again, they do a lot of testing, and you have to be in fairly decent condition in order to do it. At Rochester, they have about a 97% success rate. They want to make sure that on both sides it's good. But outside of that, you know, it is a tough thing to do. And the other thing, one of the misconceptions that most people have, for instance, with me now, I have 3 kidneys. They do not remove your other kidneys unless they're diseased. They didn't touch my old kidneys. They just put a new one in.
Interesting. Dale, again, thank you so much. Is there anything we missed or anything else you want to add?
Some people might know me that are listening, and if you have any questions or anything, or if you're considering doing this, give me a call or get in touch with me. I'd be happy, more than happy, to sit down and talk to you. And the last thing is that you really need a good support system. And in my case, it was my wife and my brother and my family as a whole, my other brothers, my kids, my grandkids. You need all that support in order to make this work.
That was Dale Torpy joining us on today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about March as National Kidney Month. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.